A promise to lower taxes is one of the best lines in a speech that candidates can deliver this year. The impulse to make such promises is fed by the fact the state budget is bloated with a surplus, and polls show taxes are among the top issues of concern to voters. The applause such promises get is fueled by the fact people are feeling good about the economy and suffer less anxiety over job security. The economic reality being portrayed by candidates is based on current budget projections that have produced a revenue bonanza for many states, including Minnesota. Mark Dayton says it puts candidates in an enviable position this election year, but he also recognizes the need to keep a dose of reality in mind.
We're all operating what I would call la-la land economics. We are taking the Department of Finance's projections, which are the ones that the legislature and the governor use, and which right now are projecting a $530 million structural surplus, they call it, in the first year, and $570 in the second year.
But in calling for his own brand of tax breaks, he cautions the surpluses that make them possible could disappear if the economy suffers a downturn.
I think that evaporates about as quickly as a snowball in Minnesota on the 4th of July. At that point, then, a lot of what I or anybody else is proposing to do in terms of tax reduction probably has to be put on hold because your surpluses are gone, your expenses are starting to go up, more people are going to be laid off, there are going to be more people going back on the welfare rolls, you're going to have revenue projection declines rather than increases, and you're going to have to make some very hard decisions about cutting spending.
But Dayton is as much of an optimist as the other gubernatorial hopefuls in an election year. His tax policies and education funding proposals are inextricably linked. He wants the state to fund education 100%. That means he can propose cutting state property taxes.
I think the property tax is a terrible tax across the board. It's not based on profitability for businesses. It's not based on income or ability to pay for renters and homeowners. And my proposal, which would take the K-12 education funding off of the property tax on the operating side entirely, would reduce the total property tax burden of Minnesota across Minnesota by over 40%.
But Dayton isn't shy about telling voters where he's willing to increase taxes. He would replace the lost education revenue by shifting the tax burden to business,
with the objective that businesses would continue to pay approximately the same proportionate share of the costs of public education as they have in the past.
Dayton also proposes broadening the sales tax, but he recognizes that the state sales tax arguably falls hardest on the poor. That's why he would extend the increase to services such as advertising, accounting, and legal fees.
In a way that business would pay for a share of those, and those individuals who have higher levels of disposable income would take care of the rest.
Experts warn candidates like Dayton against getting too comfortable and promising too much in spending. But the political will to mind the money for things like education is strong, and taxpayers can't resist promises of new ways to line their own pockets. This is Karen Louise Booth, Minnesota Public Radio.